innercitygeeks.net.
About some bad stinky shit, because of course, you know, there's been a lot of good shit, but there's also been a hell of a lot of bad shit as well. So continuing with the order, Brian, give us some bad shit for this year.
All right, for me, I have quite a few, but if I'm gonna start with one,
yes,
Black Widow.
Okay,
movie was trash.
Yeah, I was bugging on that because I disagree, but it's all good.
That's fair. Like I disagree also. Like I enjoyed the fuck out of it. But why do you say it is bad, Brian?
Well, for starters, they fuck up Taskmaster.
Okay.
Like, and it was just bad. It's hard to explain, but it just sucked.
Okay.
I mean, like, honestly, the whole everybody's performance felt well, except for Florence Pugh. Like, everybody else's performance felt kind of like phoned in. Maybe the movie would have been better if it came out when it was supposed to. And I know, like,
there wasn't as much anticipation for it.
Yeah, it just felt out of place, and I just couldn't get into it. I watched it through, but I was just like, yeah, I'm never watching this again.
Okay, that's fair.
No, I get it. It's not like the best of them, but it was, I mean, for the stupidity that it is, I think it was pretty entertaining. Right. I don't think it's, like, I had fun with it. I don't think it's a horrible movie. I don't think it's great, but, like, you know, I don't think it's horrible. Like, I was actually thinking of maybe watching it again sometime soon because of the stuff that happens in Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's fair. What sucks is that, like, it should have been released a while ago, but it happens, you know. unfortunately, you know, times have been tough for the last couple of years, so I get it. I get why you weren't a fan of it. I enjoyed it. I had fun with it, but it's okay. Everybody has their own opinion, you know. Renee, what's your next choice?
Mine is one that you guys liked, so I guess we're even. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. It's probably the worst movie I've seen in a while. And again, like, and it kind of caught me off guard. Did you notice they kind of toned it down at the end in Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like watching a fucking Abbott and Costello horrible fucking movie with these two dickheads in the lead. I was just like, and I love Tom Hardy, but he's been making some really bad movies lately. So I was just like, dude, like, do you really need the money? I just think that after the first Venom, which is really, really good and really entertaining, I just kind of really wish that it kind of, like, stuck to the whole Venom isn't really there for the whole movie. Like, he's there, but he's, you know, he's not, like, all the time. And it was just too much, man. Like I said before when I talked about it, right after I saw it, I want a serious, scary Venom. I don't want fucking slapstick mama jokes. Literally a comedian in a club fucking Venom. Like, I don't want that shit. Yeah. Like, that's really stupid of me. And I mean, and it's not like a kid movie. It's just a dumb movie. Like, I was so disappointed. And I remember watching it, and, like, somebody had warned me about it, and I couldn't believe that it could be as bad as they said it was. And I saw it, and, like, the first 5 minutes, I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, you ever watch something when you're smoking and it just sobers you up instantly? I was just like, is this the weed, or, like, am I bugging the fuck out? Because this is really bad.
See, I usually have the other reaction when it's like, what the fuck? What am I watching? Why am I not high watching this?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, weed didn't help this one, man, at all. I was just like, I think from the first time he starts talking, like, in the beginning, it's just like, wow. Like, the whole tone.
It is a little jarring.
The tone of the movie is completely different from the first one. And like I said, I really like the first one, so I was really disappointed. And for me, definitely one of the bad worst is Venom. Venom Let There Be Carnage.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It is a very, like you said, it's very jarring. So,
and I know a lot of people liked it, and I get it, but I was like,
No, that's fair. That's fair. My first choice for bad of 2021 is actually it actually is a really, really bad movie. It is somewhat entertaining if you really like don't go in expecting anything, but it is a shit fucking movie. And I'm talking about Thunder Force.
Yeah, I heard that was bad. You actually watched that?
Yeah, I watched it. I sat and watched the entire thing. It is a shit movie. Like, there are some entertaining parts of it, but besides that, it is trash, dude. Like, it is not good. Why? I guess everybody's trying to, you know, take in so much money with superhero stuff that Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer were like, yeah, let's jump into this as well and actually see what we can do with this. And we're like, no, we don't need that. We don't need it at all. Both of them are decent actresses, especially Octavia Spencer. She's won like awards and shit for it.
Yeah, she's an Oscar winner.
Right. And it's just not a good movie. Like I said, there are some fun parts of the movie, but overall it is not good. Yeah, I am not a fan of this movie. Like, I watched it, I was like, could this be that bad? And yeah, it is.
What's crazy about Melissa McCarthy though is that like there's a lot of her shit that I really like, and there's a lot of stuff that I just can't sit through.
Yeah.
Her solo stuff tends to be bad, like the movies where she's like the main one. Because I tried to watch Spy because someone was like, yo, that movie's horrible, and I had heard really good things about it, and it has Jason Statham in it, so I was like, let me check it out. And I know that Jason Statham's kind of parodying himself in the movie, but holy shit, that movie's bad. So yeah, I wasn't like, Thunder Force just sounded like a bad idea from the beginning. It was like, like, let's put two, you know, not attractive people inside superhero suits and it'll be funny because they're unattractive, and I'm like, that's just not a good joke, because that's what the trailer looked like. Like, you know, they were just like not good superheroes. I was just like, all right, cool.
I think the only thing that kind of like somewhat slightly made it a little better was the fact that like they really accentuated the fact that like Melissa McCarthy had a big ass. I'm like, wow. You know, like, Jesus Christ, I never really thought about it, but yeah, she has a huge butt. But
she lost a ton of weight too, man.
Yeah, like, she really did.
Like, one of my exes used to watch one of those stupid shows, and she was on it like young, really young when she started.
Like Mike and Molly, I think.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, dude, that when I found out what that show was about, I was like, oh my god, like, really? This is what we come to? Like, you know, a show where the jokes are literally about being fat and losing weight. I was like, really? Yep. Like, and that shit was on for a while, dude. I'm like,
no wonder
this country is fucking stupid now. Like, what did you watch? I was like, what the fuck? Because it's on HBO.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, and I was just like, wow. Just because I didn't realize she had done a show like that. I only knew her from, my God, I can't remember the fucking name of the show. I'm so glad I can't, because if not, it'll be stuck in my brain forever. But she's in a 90s TV show. And I had no idea she'd been acting since the 90s. And like, yeah, man, she was huge. Like, I'm really happy that she started to lose weight. But she's got to start making better choices, man. She did a really good, like, a serious movie a couple years ago. But other than that, like, the shit that she's done has been really bad. And Ghostbusters, which I actually like.
Yeah, I enjoyed Ghostbusters as well. Like, I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't think it was bad as people make it out to be.
They made it out to be, like, a bad film because they couldn't just get used to it. It was an all-female cast.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are men so scared of vaginas? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. They're so tasty.
it's just like, that never stops me from watching a movie. It never did. Even when I was a kid, like, it never bothered me. Like, I used to watch a lot of kung fu stuff, and half of those movies are, like, women driven. So it's like, that should never bother me.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's my pick. What's your next pick, Brian?
Well, if we're gonna go one for one, my bad movie is something that was on Renee's good, and that's Army of the Dead.
Yeah, I can see that, because I know it's not for everyone. I know it's really stupid.
Yeah,
that's fair. Just like how you said, weed didn't help with Venom. Tequila didn't help. Army of the Dead. I don't know. I'm just very serious actor David Bautista. Like, I'm just enough of his like bad acting.
His face doesn't move. I agree. I think he was the worst thing in the movie.
Zack Snyder is a horrible director.
Tell him how you really feel.
I don't know. It was just like two. I mean, I get it. It's supposed to be no zombie movie is going to be an Academy Award winner, but
yeah.
I don't know. This was just too fucking over the top, and I've seen better effects in Zombie 90. So
that's a hard disagree, man. Because some of the gore in this shit, like the zombie lion, zombie tiger,
and that kill the zombie
tiger, like the show that guy's face getting licked off. I was like, yo. I disagree with the special effects, but I do agree that Bautista was like the first. Like, I don't like it because it's a fucking like Oscar-worthy movie. It's fucking stupid as fuck, but I just thought it was entertaining. I think Bautista's taking himself way too seriously.
Yeah,
like really he's is. Barely in Dune, and like that, like he's become my Jason Momoa now. Because I'm like, dude, like stop. Like we get it. You took acting classes. You're in Vuvuzela movies. Cool, but you're not that good, right?
Like, yeah, no. Not at all.
Just not at all. And then, like, he talks about his, like, Vroom movies. I cannot pronounce that guy's name. Because he's in Blade Runner, and he's in Blade Runner 2049, and he's in Dune. But he's not barely in those movies. He's barely in those movies. So it's like, whatever, dude. Like, just get over yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you worked in a movie as a fucking, what were you? A fucking, what was it?
Plot device.
Yeah, he technically is. That's all he is the plot device. He was a fucking what was it? He was My Spy with fucking.
I haven't seen that one from
Gunpowder Milkshake. He played the exact. He did the exact. He watched over a little girl the entire movie, kind of like the pacifier and all this shit.
For the record, I was actually at the Monday Night Raw in which Bautista surprised everybody who showed up wearing tight pants and they ripped.
Nice.
I was at that Raw. That was at the
Barclays Center. That's awesome. Yeah, I get it.
Very serious actor had a very serious rip between his cross.
Yeah, very serious indeed.
And the Botox, dude, like, cut that shit out. It's not a good look on anyone. It's really not a good look on you. I was watching some wrestling video, and it showed him from like 12 years ago, and I was like, wow, he looks completely different now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really does. Good choice, Brian. I appreciate that.
He looks so constipated. It's like his eyes are shut. He's such an idiot, man. You gotta stop with that Botox, brother. Like,
seriously. Renee, what's your next choice?
My next one was a huge. I mean, I knew it was gonna suck, but I was like, wow, this is fucking horrible. Snake Eyes.
Yeah. I can totally see that.
I didn't see it, but like just knowing
how bad it is. I got like maybe halfway through. This shit is long too. It's like a 2-hour movie. I think I got through like the first hour and I was like, yeah, I'm out. I couldn't. Like it was just really bad. Nothing, no redeeming anything. It's just dumb from the beginning. I don't understand what the problem is with just adapting the Toy Story and the comic book story that he's a mute, wounded veteran. Could have been Iraq, could have been Vietnam, and he just becomes this commando and ninja, and he's connected to Storm Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do all this convoluted bullshit every time they do Snake Eyes in the movies. Like, they don't. It's a really simple story, and it works because it's a simple story. I mean, it's supposed to be a toy.
Yeah.
And then they throw all this bullshit in it, and it's just really bad. The fight scenes felt like Marvel fight scenes done by, like, a high school drama class. It's just really bad. And like the special effects and everything are just like just bad. Like the special effects aren't that bad, but it's wasted on such a bad movie. And I could barely get through the first hour. That shit was horrible. Like the best thing to come out of that were the toys.
Nice. Yeah, those toys are really nice. I like those toys. I seen a bunch of them at that fucking Walmart and shit.
Yeah, I
see them all the time.
Yeah, I got the Snake Eyes. I might pick up the Storm Shadow because it looks pretty good. Yeah.
All right. So, my next choice for bad is a movie that I mentioned. I think it was last week, and that's Die in a Gunfight with.
You saw that? Holy shit!
Yeah. That's with Alexandria Daddario. main reason I watched it because she's actually pretty cute. Like, I was like, okay, I want to see this movie because it could be a decent movie because it was one of my recommendations for some reason. I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And I watched it and I was like, what the fuck am I watching? It looks cool because the poster actually looks pretty good. But like people always say, don't judge a book by its cover. It's not good. It's not a good movie. It's not fun. She's like seriously eye candy. And that's pretty much it. Like if we still had that one segment that we had a bazillion years ago on the show, she would be one of those. But yeah, this movie is it's a shit movie. So don't watch that one.
It's supposed to be like a Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a Romeo and Juliet. Yeah, it's
yeah, I heard about it. Yeah, it was on somebody's poor stuff too.
Yeah, it's not good. No, don't do it. Don't do it for yourself. Brian, what's your next choice?
All right. Well, for me, I flipped a coin. Well, not really, but Awake.
Okay.
Awake was just trash. It's basically the town, they can't sleep, and they're not allowed to sleep, and then some sort of weird shit happens, and then they have to die temporarily in order to, like, be resurrected to go to sleep, to be able to, like, go to sleep. It was just, it was like 90 minutes of hot trash. Like, I'd rather watch, it was like seriously watching a dumpster fire on screen. Nice. So that. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about this movie.
yeah, that's fair. I got you.
Here's something: if you're having trouble sleeping, watch Awake.
you would think the title itself would, you know, make it just that much better. It would actually keep you awake, but no, it doesn't.
And honestly, like the trailer made it look so good, and then like. You know, like when you put on Netflix, it's like it automatically plays the trailer. And so, like, I'm like, okay, this seems interesting. I put it on. And I was like, no, I finished it, but I was just like, no, this is just not good.
Yeesh. That's sad. But so, I get it. If
you're having insomnia, watch Awake.
That's fair. Renee, what you got next?
My next one was Many Saints of New York.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Many Saints of New York.
Okay, I would probably have to disagree with you. I wouldn't put it at my best.
That was going to be one of my honorable mentions for good.
I just think it's a really unnecessary movie, and the ending of it is just so dumb and stupid that like it just ruins what happened in the last 2 hours that you sat through. I just thought it was really, really dumb, and it's just an excuse to try to get them to do another Sopranos show because that's basically what they're going to do. And I just think it was a waste of fans' time. Especially like older fans like us that like, you know, we saw that shit from beginning to end while it was going on. And it was like a what do they say? Like a TV phenomena. Like it really was. Cause like, it was one of the shows that everyone was watching, even if you didn't have HBO.
Yeah.
I guess it was like Game of Thrones big before Game of Thrones. And, it really and was. I really loved that show and I still do. And like watching this, I was like, wow, like it should have been a much better movie. I think that the aging shit they did on some of the characters with CGI was really fucking stupid. I think this kid needs to... This kid can only be Tony Soprano or Joey Ramone. Like, he's not a good actor. He's just, like, going through the motions. Like, it was an interesting kind of, like... It was interesting to watch him because he's trying really hard to be his dad. Mm-hmm. And I just thought a lot of the choices in the movie were just wrong choices, man. I just thought it was really dumb. Everything was fucking predictable until the end. And then it was just a really dumb thing that they did. I think the only really good thing I liked about it was the fact that they used the real riots in New York in the 60s, like as a plot point in the movie. Like it's, you know, they revolve most of the story around those riots and those riots really happened. So I thought that was kind of cool that they put it in. But other than that, I was like, why? I think it would have worked better if it was on like a series. Like if they had broken it up into like a miniseries, I think it would have been a much better movie and it would have explained like Junior's motivations better. Right. Other than the fact that he's just an asshole. Like, it just didn't work for me. I was like, well, okay, cool. All right, that was a waste of 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. I like it. I guess my next choice is actually a movie that I watched a couple months ago. And it is another shit movie. Main reason I watched it because, like, I was super excited to see more of Owen Wilson since we watched him on Loki.
Okay.
And talking about Bliss with him and Selma Hayek. Like, Selma Hayek is still... I would watch anything with Selma Hayek in it. Mm-hmm. And, like, this movie's not good. It gets entertaining. There are parts that are entertaining, and the story's actually not too bad. But it's just not good. Like, I tried to, like... I paid attention to the movie to be like, okay... I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, can I get a month of Prime for free because of this movie? but that's not going to happen. But I was not a fan. I was not a fan of this movie. Like it was, like I said, it had its entertaining moments, but it's one of those movies like, did we really need to see this? Did this really have to be a thing? Like, I get it, you know, Owen Wilson's trying to be, you know, a serious type actor or whatever. But this movie's not that great. It's not good at all. Selma Hayek, of course, is just Selma Hayek and just about everything. And she was actually pretty good in the movie, playing a crazy lady. But but yeah, it's not a good movie. Don't watch that one either. Yeah. All right, Brian, what you got next?
This was something that I didn't expect to like, but I watched it anyway because it's Liam Neeson.
Okay.
And him using a particular set of skills, as he's done since 2009.
Again, we're talking about typecasting, you know.
Yeah. So, This is called The Marksman.
Okay.
Basically, he kind of like watches the border. And there's like a woman and her son like cross like they cross under the gate or whatever, and like then like the cartel is after them for whatever reason, and I don't know, it took a couple of tries to like really get through it.
Mm-hmm.
But the marksman, I don't even fucking remember it. That's how fucking bad it was.
Yeah.
So unless you want to see Liam Neeson use a particular set of skills against the Mexican cartel, don't watch this movie.
That shit is getting old, man. I didn't see it, but I saw it on the list of movies as I was going through it today, and I was like, wow, like this motherfucker needs a career renaissance. Like, he's been doing the same shit for, like, it's what, 2009, you said? Right?
2009, with the original Taken.
So what, 22 years already? 23? It's like, dude, fucking, like, you know, you're a good actor. Like, do something else. Like, I mean, I get it. When you're older, it's easier to do that kind of shit over and over because it's like, it's what you know how to do. And, like, people know how to work around you. But it's just getting old, man.
Yeah, it was not his best. The Ice Road, which came out this year, was good. That one not.
Okay. But
it's like, how many of these, like, Taken-style movies are you going to make per year?
Yeah, word. That's bad, dude. Renee, what's your next one?
My next one was Malignant.
Okay.
Oh, the worst thing.
Yeah.
It's weird because I didn't watch that much. I don't think I watched any bad TV. So, like, when it comes to TV, like, I specifically, like, you know, I'm very snobby about certain things. And
that's bad.
I didn't really watch that much bad stuff, but I did watch Malignant. And again, it was kind of like one of those horror movies that like everyone liked, and I was like, let me give it a shot, because there are people comparing it to Basket Case and some of the other 80s movies, and mm-hmm. I saw it and I was like, wow, this is fucking bad. It's really predictable. Yep. It's just dumb. The monster makes no sense at all, even in their universe. That shit didn't make any sense. Because I know, like, I've said it a bunch of times on the show before, you have to suspend your disbelief. Everything we watch now, unless it's like a really serious quote-unquote, you know, movie or mm-hmm. whatever, But you have to, even with certain things like that too, like you have to suspend your disbelief because nothing happens the way you see it on the screen, no matter what movie it is, if it's based on real events or not. It's really, really hard for your movies to get things right. And when it came to stuff like Malignant and horror movies, I was like, wow, this is how far we've come where we make a fucking dumb fucking evil clone movie like this, and it's just so fucking dumb. I think the monster itself looked cool, but the fact that it was her backwards was one of the dumbest. Yeah, it was one of the dumbest decisions in horror movie making, I think, in a really long time. Like, I don't understand why people like this movie. Like, it's so bad to me. Like, I was just like, are you fucking for real?
Like, it is bad. I did enjoy it, but like, I enjoyed it for like the first the two thirds of the movie before we get
until
to
they the show. Court. Yeah, because the reveal, I will admit the reveal is done really well because it's the scene in the jail.
Mm-hmm.
But when it all clicks together for you, you're like, what the fuck? And it's just not a good what the fuck. It was just like, this is really dumb. And I finished it, but I was just like, wow, this is dumb. I do like the way the monster looked, though. Like the face or head thing of the monster, like it's all teeth. I thought that was dope. But like when you see it in action, it's just like, what? Like, what the fuck is this? And it's just bad. I was just like, oof.
Yeah.
And people really like that movie. And I'm just like, we didn't see the same movie. Like, it's horrible.
It was just not good. I put it on because of Steve's recommendation.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. Like I get it. Like, there are a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit in there. That's like, eesh. It is a bit cringy, but I still enjoyed it. Because like I said, I tend to look at things with a glass half full type. You know.
I tried, but like I had figured out what it was, and then the way they showed it, I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
I know it's not a bad worst of, but I got a dip pretty soon, and I totally forgot to mention Willy's Wonderland as one of my honorable mentions from the good stuff. Good stuff, not bad. It's a really good movie. The Nicolas Cage Willy's Wonderland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a good one. I like that one.
All right, Steve, your last one, I guess.
I actually have two more. My next
one. I'm the one missing. Yeah, I'm the one missing one.
Yeah. The one thing that I wanted to try because of course, you know, people were so excited and I enjoyed the first season of it. Because that was pretty cool. But they decided to release Tiger King 2 this year. And
you actually saw it?
I saw one episode.
Right? Isn't it hard to get through? Like,
and I was like, why? Why is this? Why is this a thing?
Yeah,
why do they continue to you know try to make sense of these horrible fucking people?
Yeah, right. Yo, thank you. All right, I feel vindicated because I was like, am I being too harsh on the shit? But like, all right, cool. Because I had the same exact fucking reaction, man. I was like, I want these people dead. Like,
yeah,
they're breathing the same air I'm breathing, and they really don't deserve to. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
they just don't ruin animals' lives, man. They ruin people. I was like, wow.
Yeah, they fuck everything up. Like, why? There's no need for there's no need to give them more money
and attention and glorify them. Thank you. I'm sorry to hijack this, man, but we're
no, that's completely fair. Like, it's complete bullshit. Like, they could give this money to so many other people, but yet they decide to give these dick bags.
I think what really pissed me off was watching like the TikTok thing, and it was just like a billion TikToks, and they're all different, and they're all people doing the same stupid tiger shit. And I was like, wow, like what the fuck is going on with people now?
Yeah, it's sad, it's sad, dude. Yeah, but yeah, fuck Tiger King 2. Brian, what's your next one?
Oh. I'm gonna say The Woman in the Window.
Okay.
I wanted to see that. All right.
It wasn't awful, but it was sort of like a... It had a very Rear Window kind of vibe, which I wanted to see because I love Rear Window.
Right.
One of my favorite Hitchcock films. But, like... I was like... what's her name? Fucking Lois Lane, Amy Adams, was like... She's, like, kind of nuts living in this house. She has like she's agoraphobic.
That's fair. Yeah.
So she's agoraphobic, and like her tenant is actually Wyatt Russell. And like there's this thing where like she becomes friends with like the across the street neighbor's son, and like the parents don't want like him going over there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just like it was good. It was just I think what made it bad. I think for me what made it bad, it was a little too long.
Okay.
Like the plot wise it was good, and then it sort of fell by the wayside. But like the runtime should have been shaved down by like at least 20 minutes.
By like another hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So definitely not the worst movie for me for 2021, but it's on the it like this one almost didn't make it to the list because it was enjoyable, but at the same point just for me just eh.
Okay, that's fair. You're like fuck this, even though you, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Renee, you got anything else?
It'd be helpful if I turn the mic back on. I have two video game ones because, like I said, I'm a snob when it comes to a lot of shit. Like, I try not to spend. I'm getting old, goddammit. I'm closer to death. So I try not to waste too much time or money.
That's fair.
But two of the biggest disappointments in video games were this year were the GTA Grand Theft Auto Definitive Trilogy, which is such a mess. It's such a buggy, fucked up game that it was like on mainstream news, and I was really shocked it was on CNN. And the Nintendo expansion pack thing, which I ended up picking up just to kind of because I caved, and somebody gave me some really good money, a really good tip on a ride. The Nintendo Switch thing that has like N64 games and Genesis games. Genesis games are great, but the N64 games need a lot of work, and it's fucking. It's unacceptable that they put this out like that because, like, the N64 games can be you can emulate them on a PC, no problem.
Yeah,
yeah,
but you can't do that on a Switch, which makes no fucking sense. But, and the game selection is really bad. And it, I know they're adding stuff, they just added Paper Mario for the N64. It's actually a really good game. I've been messing around with it. But yeah, other than that, it was a huge disappointment and it is overpriced. I think altogether it comes out to like $60 for the year, which is ridiculous, but whatever. I got to think about it to see if I'll renew it next year. But yeah, those are my last two bad things for the year. They were tied. Nice. Grand Theft Auto and the N64 expansion pack thing on the Switch.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. And my final thing for this year has been absolute dog shit. Is something that we've slightly touched on the show for the last few months. Is the WWE releases. What the fuck, dude? WWE released just about almost 18 different people throughout the entire, towards the end of this year. And people are still like clamoring over the fact that WWE is the quote unquote shit. I don't get it. I see kind of where the stories are going now, like just watching little things here and there and how they're trying to build different characters and stuff, characters that have been around for a fucking long fucking time. Like they're still trying to build more shit with Roman Reigns and fucking Brock Lesnar that hasn't really been around for a while.
Right.
But they've gotten rid of so many talented people. So many talented performers.
And so many people that this so-called profitable company was, like, pushing, too. Like, Keith Lee. And, you know, and fucking... God, I'm blanking on all the names that were released because there's so many fucking names.
A lot. It's been so many of them. It's fucking sad, dude. They released so many fucking people. They got rid of fucking... Ruby Soho that's in there now, that's in the AEW now. Mm-hmm. They've also got rid of who was it? They didn't resign, or I guess Bray Wyatt didn't sign back, but like
I think he's taken a break from wrestling.
Right, yeah. But there's been a lot of different wrestlers from here from all types of, you know, types of wrestling types. As far as, you know, like big people, small people, cruiserweights, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, that have been all over the place and actually done really good spots that have been released. And why? Because, of course, you know, they don't fit Vince's mold, as per se. And the fact that, like, he's joking around about it on the show on recently, like on Raw or whatever. He was basically joking around how, like, oh, yeah, I like to fire people. Technically, that's something that he's been talking about since the 90s when he was joking around about it back then, which was he really joking around about then? But, like, it's something that he's doing now.
It's like,
pretty insane.
To chime in on this, it's like the biggest fucked up thing was that they just recently released John Morrison right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But they had let his wife go, like, a couple of weeks before him.
Yep.
And so she had tweeted, like, nothing like losing two incomes before the holidays.
Yep.
It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully in 90 days, we'll see John Morrison.
Not only just that, but, like, the fact that he had, like, he was a huge part of a huge tag team with The Miz.
Yeah, they like had, you know, because if you remember, they split them up ways back when they did one of the first drafts.
Yeah.
And then after that, shortly after that, he had left the company and to pursue like acting or some shit.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, like they brought him back, they paired them back up, and just recently up until there, him getting let go, like he was like Miz's like bodyguard and like best friend, and then oh yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, yeah. It's so sad, dude. Stupid. Yeah, yeah, them, and then also them releasing like actual people that have come from other countries to actually pursue their lifelong dreams to actually do something and actually make a life for something that they've actually just been playing around with for ages. To just be like, okay, yeah, we don't need you anymore.
Right. That's what I call dumb fuck Vince again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad. It's some bullshit, dude. Like it's one of those things you're just like, damn, dude, did that really have to be that way?
Yeah.
It didn't, especially since they are being like profitable people, you know. They're being super profitable in the fucking but it just doesn't make any fucking sense. No.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's fucking sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it for our bad. So Brian, we have some what the fucks.
Yeah.
Because of course this year has also been filled with what the fucks. All over the fucking place.
All over the place.
So Brian, hit me with a what the fuck.
So the only what the fuck that I have is just from very recently, from the beginning of this month.
Okay.
So if you rewind the clock back about 7 years, Joel Osteen, the televangelist,
yeah,
claimed he was robbed of $20,000. And they never found the money. They never found who did it. But then, just recently, they needed a plumber. And the plumber found $20,000 hidden behind the bathroom wall in a stall in his church, in Joel Osteen's church. And it wasn't just cash. It was also checks.
Mm-hmm.
So, so basically, he got to keep the $20,000.
Of course, I would love to say that. Yeah, it's all hush money, so it's not like if he's like, "Oh yeah, where's my money?" No, fuck you, Joel Osteen.
So fuck that piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck
that guy.
Yeah, that is my one and only what the fuck.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I'm gonna hit you with a what the fuck. Like I understand why this person did it and why they did what they did, and I completely get it. Like I understand that you don't want children to read certain things, But the way she went about it at, like, you know, a town hall meeting was kind of interesting and kind of fun. I thought it was hilarious. I am going to share this with us, with the video, with the show. So I'm going to do a shared screen with this. It's going to be fun. So this is super fun, like I said. I enjoyed it. So here it is.
All right. Well, I'm just thankful that y'all don't have the ability to make a mask mandate. And tonight I was going to talk about the need for a second high school, but I was sidetracked by, for the boys, pussy or the idea of pussy or the idea of pussy. A Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican. Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the titties. Put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico.
She's reading from a book.
On page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School. All right, not going to lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. The term came into the use in the 1910s in the United States as verb form to cornhole, which came into usage in the 1930s, means to have anal sex. I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
Stone, you're on.
That was fun, dude. Like, I, like, every time I'm like I feel sad, I feel down. Mm-hmm. I like to watch that video.
I did see that clip. Thinking about it, it's on like one of the I think it was Kimmel who had it.
It might have been, yeah.
But holy shit.
Yeah. She read it.
She read it in a book. I didn't think she can read.
Yeah. It's fucking hilarious, dude. Like, the fact that, like, she went in on a book, and, like, I get it. You know, you don't want your kids to read about certain things or understand certain things. But, like, calm the fuck down, lady.
Besides, they probably already knew about cornholing.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, these kids nowadays are very, they're very advanced for what we were once back in the day. Because back in the day, I sure as hell I didn't know what the fuck cornholing was. I didn't even know what regular cornhole was.
Right.
Yeah. Because, of course, I'm from the Bronx, so who the fuck plays cornhole in the Bronx?
Not the game cornhole in the Bronx,
right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure the other type of cornholing happens, but yeah, I would have never known that shit back then.
Yeah, but like, these kids have something that we didn't have then, and that's called the internet.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure was written a long time ago. It's not something that was written like, oh yeah, it was written like a couple weeks ago.
Right. No. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially talking about the Mexicans. Like, really?
That seems like it was written, quite some time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I guess that's my what the fuck. Yeah. It's fun. Like there's been a lot of good shit this year. There's been a lot of bad shit this year. There's been also a lot of, like, what the fuck this year. You know, we can't have it all, you know? We've had the good, we've had the bad. But now, we just got to look forward to actually having a year full of awesome. Because we could just pray and hope. Or just hope, because a lot of people don't pray anymore. I sure as hell don't pray. But
I haven't in a long time.
Yeah. We just got to hope for a better tomorrow. A better 2022. Yeah. It's been a hell of a year. Go to intercitygeeks.net. Yeah. Go to intercitygeeks.net. Check out all the shit over there. We have this show. We got Bright Street Presents. We got It's Poppin'. We have ICGPW Slamcast, Comics with the War Manga Time Anime World, so much more random shit. Go check all that shit out. Then we also have links to Amazon.com where you get some pretty cool shit. Or you could also get, you know, your first month free of Amazon Prime. So go check that out. Then we also have links to SoSic Clothing. Check out SoeSicClothing.co. And type in Energy Geeks for 50% off. Then we have links to Beard Octane to get some pretty cool beard stuff. Type in ICG10 for 10% off of your beard goodness. Balms, butters, oils, all that shit for your beard. The little tools you cut up your beard or you get a make it look all nice and pretty. Like Brian's beard over there right now. Looking nice. Looking nice. I like it. I like it. check all the shit out over there. Then we also have CBDMD. You get some pretty cool CBD stuff. And then you get the awesome place. Size your collectibles. Because who doesn't like fucking toys? Well, I should phrase it differently. I should have phrased that a little differently. But you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, we're not cornholing toys over here, right? Yeah. yes, Shiny Sugar Collectibles. Got a link over there. Go check that shit out, too. We got some awesome toys. Then you can listen to the show on Spotify. Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. It's fucking late. My brain has I've been up since fucking like 5. But yeah, check out those places for the show. And SoundCloud too. But you could also find us on the socials. So find us on the Facing Space. So facingspace.com/InnerCityGeeks on Instagram at InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter at InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me kind of like half in a daze too, because I've been up since like 7.
Nice.
Yeah. And I didn't go to bed until late because I was watching shit.
Nice.
You can find me on all the social medias. You can find me on, obviously, Bright2JPresents.com, which will have a link to InnerCityGeeks.net, which has a link to everything else. You can, of course, click on the link to all my YouTube.
It's like you can just click on one to take you there, then they take it back, and then you take it back the other way. Yeah.
To quote The Matrix, go down the rabbit hole.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not the cornhole, the rabbit hole.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly.
So... you could find me on Twitter at BRI_2J. You could find me on Instagram, both BRI2J and BRI2J Presents. I, of course, have stuff coming my way soon. There'll be new media content for my channel and stuff, 2022. I want to give a shout out to Diamond Select. Just for being awesome. And
they're always awesome.
Yeah. So, like, they're not a sponsor, but, you know, just...
It'd be nice.
It's awesome. They have some... Yeah, they have great fucking figures. That's about it for me. Nice. Where can we find you?
You guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jekyll, MasterJackal. And like I said, it's a new year. Technically, like by the time this episode's out, it'll be 2022. So I guess at this point it's like.
And also, let us not forget Renee
Darth. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Don't forget Renee. You can find him at Dark BX on everything. So DARTHBX. Yeah. So that's where he is. But like I said, by the time this episode comes out, it's a new year. So happy new year from us to you guys. Thank you guys for listening, and hopefully it brings us another amazing year.
And also, let us know what you're excited about for 2022.
Yes, like, for sure.
Personally, for me personally, the things I'm excited for 2022 are whatever happens next at the MCU.
Hell yeah.
But I'm also looking forward to Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, because that's out as we speak, technically, if you think about it.
Because it will have dropped on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And also, mid-January, I'm really looking forward to Scream.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I gotta know how this all ties into the original one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah. Super exciting. This year's gonna be a year full of excitement for what's to come.
Yeah.
Because we're only hoping for the best. Hopefully things get better. Hopefully we just fucking kill the fuck out of the Omicrons and shit, you know? Kind of the same way that fucking Optimus Prime was killed in the first Transformers movie.
Exactly.
Hopefully it doesn't come back. Unlike Optimus Prime. But
the scary thing about Omicron is it's not voiced by Orson Welles.
Right, exactly. Exactly. It's fucking sad. But yeah, like I always say, thank you guys for listening. Like, you guys make the show what it is, other than us actually talking about shit. But you guys make this show, you give us a reason to actually put on a show every week. Yeah. Other than the fact that we just would like to talk about the shit that we talk about. But having an audience, it's fun.
We love being nerds, we love being geeks, but it's you guys that make us why we do this.
Yeah. Yes. Sure. Make us why we do this.
Wow, as you can tell, we're both tired.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate you. Exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you, like I said. And here's to a whole new motherfucking year. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a bumpy ride. But it's gonna be a fun one. So, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks should inherit the earth.